listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you for tuning in to this Wednesday episode. We're going to talk about the latest falsehood floating around the internet regarding the finale. I'm gonna, it was sent to me about five times yesterday, so I want to dispel that. Again, yet another person from this franchise is taking heat online for something they said on the show. I addressed this yesterday in the podcast of what they did, but we'll get into it more because fans are out of control. Once again, Toxic Bachelor Nation is a fucking hellhole. And let's see, Maria and Daisy, obviously competing for Bachelorette. I've got another thought on that by stuff I saw online yesterday, stuff that was tweeted at me regarding it, and it's just, it's kind of sad. Also, we're going to talk about Vanderpump Rules. We've got the mid-season trailer that came out for the remainder of the season. That looked interesting, plus last night's episode and whatnot. So we'll get to all that momentarily. All right, so let's start out with this. We we got two episodes left, and yesterday, I must have been sent five different times. Somebody sending me an email saying, "Hey, Steve, I don't know if you've been heard, and maybe you heard the rumors, or maybe can you look into this a little bit more? And Reddit is saying that they don't think that Daisy shows up for the final rose ceremony." It's like, look, I understand that I got the spoiler wrong for 3 months. I totally get that. So anything I say, you're going to come back with. If you want to believe that, you're going to come back with, "Well, you got the ending wrong, so how do we know?" Look, I can't combat that. I can't. But all I can tell you is this. Daisy shows up at the final rose ceremony. She shows up to break up with Joey. That's what she does. It's what I reported 2 weeks ago when I had the change in the spoiler. Nothing's changed. I don't know where this came from. Well, consider the source, because the people that emailed me said Reddit was talking about it. And it's like, okay, if that's what they're talking about, that's fine. But where is their proof? It's just, once again, guessing and speculating. And on this particular instance, because I know they're going to say, "Well, we were guessing and speculating that it was Kelsey to win in the end, and you didn't want to believe it." Okay, great, fine, win. You won, yay, cheer for yourself. Your whole life revolves around me being wrong. I understand that. But what I'm saying in this particular instance, you're wrong. And I could say that very confidently. Daisy shows up to the final rose ceremony, period, end of story. She shows up, she breaks up with Joey. It's a good breakup. Like I said, it's a positive breakup, apparently. There's no bad blood, obviously. She just, after her last date with Joey, her last chance date, after she meets his parents, you know, you have one last date with the lead. And during that date, I don't know the exact particulars. And I said that when I had the change in the spoiler. I said, look, I don't know the exact particulars. All I know is on that date, Daisy realized he's not picking me and he's in love with Kelsey. So I want to go tell Kelsey this is what it's going to be. Like, this is how he feels. And she felt like she wanted to go tell him, and she did. Or tell her. And she went in and told Kelsey that it's not me, it's you. He's in love with you. And then on final rose ceremony day, she shows up and talks to him. Like, do you really think that, I mean, just think about it logically and television production-wise. Do you really think that Daisy would not show up on the final day and just leave him high and dry? I mean, I know that's probably what, maybe people are, the reason they're getting to that is because of what the ending of the show is showing with Joey there and, you know, crying and taking off his jacket and talking to producers saying, "Well, this hasn't happened." I know people want me to be wrong, and I know I was wrong about the ending of the season in terms of who he chose. I'm not wrong about this. She shows up on final rose ceremony day. So they will discuss it for the next 2 weeks, and they will hope that I'm wrong again. But sorry, I'm not wrong on this one. So it's okay. It's okay to have me be right on something. You know, it's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And like I said, my job is to just find you as much information as I can. And when I changed the spoiler, I told you things that happened that hadn't been reported yet. She goes to Kelsey's room after her last chance date and realizes it's not me. She shows up on Final Rose Ceremony Day and preemptively breaks up with Joey, basically telling Joey exactly what she told Kelsey. Like, I know it's not me. I know you're in love with her. I'm sure she's disappointed. Like I said, I don't know the exact conversation. I never will ever in the history of the show know any conversation that happened on the Final Rose Ceremony Day. It's never going to happen. I mean, I guess you can never say never, but I'd say one in a gazillion chance I'm going to ever get the details of a final conversation at Final Rose Ceremony. But knowing all I asked was it a positive one? And it was yes. It wasn't. She didn't storm off and take off her heels and, you know, say, I can't believe you did this to me. I can't believe you told me this. And no, I heard it was a positive conversation. So it makes sense for her to go up there, say how she feels, say she wanted to find her man on this journey and she wish it was him, but she understands that he's fallen in love with somebody else. Like, it totally makes sense. So, you know, but that's what happens. There's no, oh, she doesn't show up at the Final Rose Ceremony. She does. So moving on from that, I want to talk a little bit about Leslie. Because yesterday in the podcast, you know, my big thing with Leslie was if I were her, I wouldn't have gone the negative route with Kelsey. Sandra's telling Daisy to sex it up. Susan's telling Rachel, hey, be vulnerable, be open. Talk to him. Let him know how you're feeling. And I just didn't understand Leslie's motivation. Now, I threw out the carrot that this very well could have been producer-induced to get the reaction that they did so they can end the episode with Kelsey sending him a letter and knowing that it would make Kelsey spiral a little bit. I have no proof that it was. I'm just saying it's possible because we know production controls a lot of this show. So, it, you know, are we ever going to get an answer to this? Is Leslie going to ever admit, yeah, producers told me to do that? Probably not. And she's not going to say producers didn't tell me to do it. I just, my whole thing with Leslie was, why go that route, you know? Why go the negative route of, hey, you know, this is a woman, Kelsey, who was possibly in her mind at that point a week away from possibly getting engaged to Joey, and here comes a woman in that she doesn't even know saying, hey, you know what? I was in the same position as you. I was really confident, and he dumped me. 24 hours earlier, I thought I was getting picked, and he dumped me. So whatever you do, don't get too excited, because remember, you could get dumped at the end of this thing. It's not horrible advice. I get it was very practical. Like, what she was saying was logically sound. I get it. But why did Kelsey need to hear that in that moment? She didn't need the negative side of what this journey could end in. Because Leslie could have easily sat there and said, hey, you know, it happened to me, but I got over it. Maybe it won't happen to you, but just keep your heart open. Trust the process. You know, she could have just given the whole spiel and the word salad that we hear every season about this show and whatnot. I was just saying she didn't need to go the negative route. Well, of course, that now turned into Toxic Bachelor Nation just jumping all over Leslie on social media, which forced Kelsey to post an Instagram story yesterday with a picture of her and Leslie talking and saying, basically, met this woman. She gave great advice. Please be kind. If Kelsey has to come out and please be kind, that means Leslie was taking a bunch of shit. Now, here's the thing. It's one thing to constructively criticize Leslie for what she did, which is what I did. At no point yesterday did I say, my God, what a bitch. Or my God, what an angry, bitter woman. My God, what a horrible human being Leslie is. I said, if I were her, I just would have went about it a different way. But other people take that as, oh my gosh, and jump down her throat on social media. This is what I mean. And it's like, seriously, people? Like, if you didn't do this, I'm not talking to you. You know, if you didn't write anything or you didn't have a thought cross your mind of, wow, Leslie's a really horrible human being, then I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to the people who attacked Leslie online yesterday. And just in general, speaking to them, because this is something to where I cannot believe that there is, I mean, I say I cannot believe it, but it happens every season. But still, look at what people did to Leslie yesterday, and all she did was say that. Yeah, you could disagree with what she did, but why does disagreeing with what Leslie said, which is what I did, but I just left it as, I disagree, I wouldn't have done it that way, turn into other people looking at it and saying, my gosh, trying to bring her down, and just going after Leslie and calling her names? Like, why does it have to go to that level? why can't you just watch the same thing I watched and be like, yeah, I wouldn't have done that if I were her. I mean, I get it. It happened to Leslie. She thought she was getting picked. She wasn't. But why did she have to go in and tell Kelsey, hey, don't get too high because you could get dumped? Because that's essentially what she said. I was like, I wouldn't have done it that way. And yet people online are now crucifying Leslie like she's the worst human being in the world. And it's like, people, you got to stop taking it so seriously. You know, like Leslie, what Leslie did, whether you agree with it or not, was not that bad. It's not like she tried to move in on Joey or, you know, went and told Joey something that Kelsey told her in private. Then maybe you can say like, wow, what a real shitty move. She offered advice to Kelsey that was maybe a little misguided and maybe could have been producer driven. Another reason why this fan base gets completely out of hand sometimes is they don't understand. I say it 1,000 times a season and I say it all the time and I'll say it again. I know people think reality TV isn't real, but I'm telling you 99% of this audience doesn't realize how unreal it is. Like how much of this show is produced. It probably was planted in producer's head to Leslie to say this to Kelsey to get her to get the reaction that she did. But people that are watching the show don't see it like that. They don't go online and create a fake screen name and spend hours a day on a message board talking to strangers. They turn on their TV Monday nights for 2 hours and they shut off their brain for a week until it comes on again. Like that's how most of this audience functions. The problem with that functioning mentality is that they don't think outside of the box and realize how much manipulation is done by production on this show. And that leads to what we see every season with people attacking contestants and sending death threats and calling them names. And it's just like they don't get it. And that audience is here to stay. And they're never going anywhere, and it sucks, but I'm going to call it out when it happens. Even though they're not going to listen to me, and it's not going to change next season, I'm telling you right now, whoever The Bachelor is next season and next September, when it airs next January, I guarantee there's going to be one or two women contestants on that show that at some point during the season are going to release an Instagram post that says, hey, we're real people too. We see everything that you say. Please be kind. Don't have to hate on everything. It's going to happen. We already know it. Just mark it down. And it's unfortunate that it happens every season now. But now, the latest one to take it was Leslie. For that talk with Kelsey. It's like, come on, people. While you disagree with it, it wasn't that bad. But, my gosh, this fan base is... You don't want to wish for the worst. You know? You don't want something bad to happen. But I'm telling you, the way this fan base treats the contestants on this show and the way the contestants are not prepared, pretty much every single contestant that goes on the show is not prepared for the level of hate they could possibly get by just being a contestant on the show. I don't even want to put it into existence, but I think you know what I'm talking about of where this can lead one day. Just know that. And if you don't think it's true, it's already happened in the past. So I would just tell people, please, if you have opinions, just share them with your friends. Text your friends about it. Quit sharing your thoughts on social media about how much you dislike somebody else. Nobody gives a shit. This podcast is brought to you by Earth Echo Foods, their feel-good superfood product called Cacao Bliss. You will fall in love with a truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate, helping reduce your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and help combat inflammation with one simple, delicious drink. Just put one scoop in a blender with a shake, with a smoothie, put it in with some ice, put it in with water, put it in with milk, whatever you want to do. It's just one scoop. As a listener to this podcast, you can receive an additional 15% off exclusive offer when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve and use promo code realitysteve. That's shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve and use promo code realitysteve for an additional 15% off. Okay, along the lines of The Bachelorette, Maria and Daisy, this was, let's see. This was two tweets that were sent to me yesterday that I just thought epitomized Toxic Bachelor Nation. If they pick Bachelorette as Maria, I will skip that season after I barf. She is so annoying. Hope they pick Maria. Daisy is all vocal fry and no personality. So again, this is what I mean. First off, those tweets did not need to be sent to me. Again, people are loud. I'm not saying you can't have an opinion, but maybe before we hit send on tweets, maybe, just maybe, look at yourself and realize, does this really need to be sent? Especially when it's directed at me. Like, I didn't send out a poll saying, who do you want, Maria or Daisy, as the Bachelorette? I don't care who people want. I don't care who they choose. So to send that to me directly, I mean, if someone wants to tweet that out on their own, while I think it's stupid, it's their right. But when you direct it at me, that's like you're wanting me to see it. Like, why? I didn't ask you what your opinion was on Daisy or Maria as the Bachelorette. So here's people watching the same show and having completely different opinions on two women on the show. Someone hates Daisy. Someone hates Maria so much, they're going to not watch the show after they barf. Great. Like, what did that get that person? By getting that off their chest, what did that get them? How did that make them feel? I let Reality Steve know that I don't want Maria as the Bachelorette because I'd barf. Great. Congratulations. And then the other person, I hope they pick Maria as the Bachelorette. Daisy has a vocal fry with no personality. I'd say she has a personality. And her vocal fry? Okay. So Maria has like nothing that she does that, you know, like I said, there's things that each woman does that I'm sure that annoys everybody. So why do we need, what's the need to point it out? You know, I don't see where that gets anybody. But this is what it's come to. And whoever they end up going with, the other fan base, I'm sure is not going to be pleased. Maria's fan base seems to be very vocal about wanting her as the Bachelorette and basically shit talks anybody that doesn't want her as the Bachelorette. And Daisy's fan base obviously wants her as the Bachelorette. I don't know if I've seen a shit talking on their end. I'm sure people will be upset, just like Maria's fans will be upset. But it seems like Maria's fans are a little more over the top. And obviously there's nothing she can do about it. People like her as the Bachelorette. The only way she could do anything about it is if she knew it was coming from people that she knew. And I don't know. I mean, obviously there's plenty of people that follow Daisy and or Maria and love Maria. And would she be able to track everybody that is saying stuff like that? I don't know. But we do know that one of them contacted me this season and was very vocal and was, you know, taking shit out on me. So I don't know. I don't know who these people are, but there's a very vocal group online that is, if you're not pro Maria, you're basically being shit on. And that's just wrong. And, you know, everyone has their own likes and dislikes of who they want. I mean, there's Jen fans out there. There's Lexi fans out there. There's Daisy fans out there. There's Rachel fans out there. Maria fans. Everyone's got a fan base if you go on this show. There's not one person in the history of the show that doesn't have at least one person that watched them on the show and says, I like that person. Everyone's got a fan base. It might be a small fan base compared to somebody else, but it's a fan base. And I just don't understand the just lack of class and lack of humanism and just being a decent person online over who gets the Bachelorette role. Again, it's the same thing as the Leslie stuff. Like, in the grand scheme of things, even in the grand scheme of things, just within this franchise, do you really have to get that upset if you're a Daisy fan, if Maria gets it over Daisy? Do you really have to get upset if you're a Maria fan, if Daisy gets it over Maria? No. The answer is no, you don't. But it's coming. And it's going to be sad because you're just going to hear all this shit. If Daisy gets named the Bachelorette, the amount of shit that's going to be said about her and why they don't think it, same exact thing. And if Maria gets named the Bachelorette, there will be a bunch of people that say the same shit and bunch of shit being said about Maria. When, why can't we just be like, hey, they named the Bachelorette. And if they name it as Maria and you're a Daisy fan, you'd be like, yeah, I really wish it was Daisy, but, you know, I'll support Maria. I'll watch the show. And vice versa. If they name Maria and you're a Daisy fan, and be like, yeah, I really wish Daisy would have got it, but I'll watch and support. Why can't people have those opinions? Why can't it be that simple? This is not a presidential election. This is, hey, who's going to be the star of an 11-episode reality show that's been on the air for 22 years? It's like they choose one every single season. Why is it just this life or death situation with people that gets them so worked up? It's just like, who cares? I'll never understand it. Finally, I want to talk about Vanderpump Rules from last night. It was an interesting episode. And, you know, we found out a little bit more that Lisa spoke with Rachel, and she pretty much knew, even though Sandoval hasn't seemed to gotten the clue at that point of filming, that Rachel did not want him in her life. And we see everything come to a head a little bit with Shayna. Katie obviously is siding with Ariana, and Lala is trying to explain to Ariana, like, hey, it's okay to stand up, especially the picture that was taken in Tahoe. And then Ariana eventually did, but she needed to be told to do that and support Shayna by Lala. So that, I thought that was a great conversation that Lala had with Ariana, just saying like, and I got what Ariana's stance was. It's like, look, I don't want to get involved because everything I say turns into a headline. But when it's somebody that is being attacked, your friend, Shayna, being attacked for doing nothing wrong other than taking a photo, and Tom Sandoval stood next to her, and she gets a bunch of shit for it, for not being a close friend. Yeah, it would have made sense for Ariana in the moment to come to her defense and be like, people, Sheena's a great friend. This is just a photo. Calm down. You know, I'm glad she eventually did it, but, you know, it's tough. The whole thing is weird. And then, you know, when I watched Ariana on Watch Crack Happen Live, again, I think towards the end, Andy asked her, do you think it's hypocritical for what Lala did? And she's like, hey, I'm not telling any of them how to act and how to feel in regards to Sandoval. I'm just saying I don't want to be a part of it if they do. I'm like, okay, but that's still basically you are saying it. I know that she's kind of hiding behind, I'm not telling any of them what to do. No, you're not. But you're giving them the consequence of if they do something in particular. So is that kind of the same thing? I don't know. And look, I'm Team Ariana over Sandoval. Trust me, Tom Sandoval's a jerk. And I'll never be on his side. And I think the guy is a total mess. But in this situation with whether it's Team Ariana versus her friends, I think she needs to be a little more open-minded. And not, again, I said this last week, not saying that she needs to be cool with Shayna and Lala and them, you know, having parties and having Tom over and having late night sessions with him. But that's not what they're planning on doing. They just want to be able to have a conversation with him without the fear of Ariana saying, I never want to speak to you again. And I think that's fair. But Ariana, she just hasn't defined everything. She just says, I don't deal with that. Well, deal with what? If you found out that Tom Sandoval was having a rough night and he called Shayna and Shayna talked to him on the phone for 2 hours and Tom felt better at the end of the conversation and that got back to Ariana, would she be mad at that? Should she be mad at that? Should she? My answer would be no. Would she? It seems like the answer would be yes. And I think that's unrealistic. I really do. As for the trailer for the rest of the season... I had no idea. Actually, I think I did hear about this during filming or something like that, or maybe they teased it at the beginning of the season, or I saw it on a headline that Katie and Schwartz are kind of dating the same girl. I don't know enough about this show. Has Katie ever been with a woman before? Is this going to be a first experience that we're seeing with her in her 11 seasons on the show? I think she's been on there since the beginning. I could be wrong, but in all of her time on the show, has she ever dated a woman or hooked up with a woman and it became a storyline or anything like that? Or no, I don't know, but we all know she does this season, and so does Schwartz with the same woman. So we'll see where that goes. Ariana did say on the after show that she has not had a face-to-face conversation with Sandoval since the reunion, outside of the clip we saw of them at the beach where she basically just shuts him down. But it seems like I'm wondering where this goes. I'm wondering at the end of the season where everyone is at with Sandoval, because he seems to be getting in everyone's good graces now. But then when they show the trailer for the end of the season, he's arguing with everybody yet again. So what happens with that? And then it could have been editing. I could have been fooled by the editing of it, but is that Sheena telling Brock, "I don't see us together in the future"? That could be a tricky editing thing. Seems weird to tell your husband like that. So why don't you just break up now? What's the point of staying together if you're telling your husband to his face, "I don't see a future"? Or you know the wording. I don't have it off the top of my head, but again, that could be editing. So interesting trailer for the rest of the season that I'm curious to see how it plays out. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Please follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also, rate and review, but you got to hit play. That's the only way we're getting downloads out anymore. It's not good enough that it downloads into your feed every morning. Please hit play. The Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. Your reader email's coming up in a couple hours from now, so check that out. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it, and I will talk to you tomorrow. See you!